Thank you, Brother McGovern, for allowing me the opportunity to preach tonight. I don't take this lightly. I'll try to keep it in English. Amen. Typically, I cross over into Malagasy in French. But any French speakers tonight, anyone who speaks French, one, so they miss TV, miss d'accord, mafanach. I mean, good. There are those who speak French. So if I do speak in French, maybe y'all can translate for me. Amen. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. We learn the French language, which is spoken in the used in banking, most of the schools and universities, and in the big cities. But we also learn the Malagasy, and we preach in that. We preach in the Malagasy. We teach in the Malagasy. But of course, there are challenges to it, such as when I'm preaching and trying to encourage the people to confess their sins to the Lord, stay right with God. You ought to pray every day, confess your sins to the Lord. And when you do wrong, you ought to confess your sins to each other and get right with each other. But you don't say confess. Instead, I use the word gossip. You ought to gossip with each other. Gossip every day. Gossip to God. Amen. And people are looking at me, and I simply got one little letter out of place. Mifuna and Mifusa. One means gossip, one means to confess. So everyone got a laughter out of that Sunday morning, amen? But I promise you, I won't be doing that this evening. I won't be encouraging you to gossip with each other, amen? Mark chapter 16, verse 15. We're all looking at a familiar verse. I know you all know it, but we often overlook the obvious, and we shouldn't let the Word of God become old news to us, amen? Mark 16, 15, and he said unto them, Jesus telling his disciples, go ye into all the world and preach, what? The gospel to every creature. Isn't that amazing? Preach the gospel to every creature. He doesn't just tell us to go out and teach whatever we want to. He doesn't tell us to go out and preach philosophy or man's religion or man's wisdom, as Paul rebuked, strongly as against in 2 Corinthians. He says, I didn't go out to preach man's wisdom, but the gospel. And I'm going to speak this evening for a few moments, the four C's of the gospel. The four C's of the gospel. Our Father and our God, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Help us tonight. Fill us with the power of the Holy Spirit. Bless from the governor, this church. Thank you for their vision and heart for missions. We ask for your blessing now. In Jesus' name, we love you. Amen. What is the gospel? Maybe most of you have heard it all your life. It's the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. What is the gospel? It's the loveliest story of God's love for sinful man. I went to a prison. I had the opportunity to go to a prison while I was in Bible college in Lexington, Oklahoma. I wasn't in prison in Lexington, Oklahoma, but I had the privilege of preaching there in a prison. And I pulled one of the prisoners aside, one of the guys that who had some somewhat of trust among the guards. He claimed to be a Christian and have a good behavior. One of the counselors, if you will, he had a Bible in his hand, and I asked him. I said, if I were to ask you, what is the one thing that people want to know here in the prison? What is it? He said they want to know somebody loves them. They want to know somebody loves them. Well, God loves sinners. And the gospel proclaims to all mankind, even though we are sinners, and even though we have disobeyed a holy God, He still loves us. Amen? What is the gospel? It is the most powerful story that anyone has ever heard and has ever been told. No other story can change the life. No other story has power to take the booze from the drunkard. No other story has power to break addiction in a sinner's life. You can tell the story of biography after biography of great men and women who have lived, but there is no story like the story of Jesus that will change men's and women's lives. If you're saved tonight, you are saved by hearing and receiving the gospel. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. in Madagascar. One of the reasons we don't have a large church, there are Pentecostal and Protestant churches there running 200 and 300. But one of the reasons we don't have a large church, we run by 80 people. One of the biggest reasons, Ben and I talk about it quite often, is we preach the gospel. We preach the pure word of God, and people don't like that. Now, it's the truth. And we deter more visitors than we actually attract. But when people actually come who seek the truth and who love God and they're seeking to be fed from the Word of God, and they come to our church, they like what they hear. Let me give you tonight what I call the four C's of the gospel. First of all, I see the cost of the gospel. The cost of the gospel. Look over to 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. Some have called this verse the story of the cross in a single verse. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. I love this verse. It's a marvelous verse. Peter says here, by inspiration of God, for Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just, Jesus Christ, for the unjust, the sinner. Why? That he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Amen. In order for the gospel, ladies and gentlemen, to have saving power for all mankind, the infinite Jesus Christ had to suffer for the finite, mortal, sinful man. In other words, to obtain salvation, the infinite must suffer for the finite, or the finite must suffer infinitely. And aren't you glad tonight that if you've trusted Christ and you're saved and you're a Christian, aren't you glad Jesus paid for your sin? Aren't you glad you can lay your head in your pillow tonight knowing with assurance, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. We stress to our people in Madagascar that God's grace is so great. God's goodness, God's love is so much greater than our sin. That when you trust Christ, all of your sin is forgiven. He gives you a new life in Him, and you can walk in His light. Thank the Lord for that. We see the cost of the gospel. It cost Jesus His all, His blood, His life. He could have let us just die and go to hell. If you think about it, in the garden, he prayed, not my will but thine be done. I mean, he was a mortal man just like anybody else. He was all man, but he was all God. And he could have chosen to let us die for our own sin, but he didn't. He chose the cross, amen. The Bible says in Philippians 2, even the death of the cross. What a horrible death it was. But number two, I see the cry of the gospel. What is the cry of the gospel? Look over to Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1. My wife and I, when we're walking down the street in Madagascar, either our neighborhood or just a public busy street, maybe I'm at the store or going to the market somewhere, and I'm just walking. You know, I've got my bag in hand. I look like a tourist. I'm big and white. I stick out like a sore thumb amongst all the brown people, amen? All the short brown people. And as I'm walking down the road, I hear, taxi, taxi, bazaar, taxi. These taxi drivers come driving up beside me, honking the horn, beep, beep, beep. They're yelling out to me, you need a taxi. No, I don't need it, but thank you. Oftentimes the bus drivers will drive by and they'll see me on the side of the road walking maybe, and the bus drivers will yell out, buongiorno team, talatamati, yelling out different neighborhoods where they're going, as if maybe need a bus ride. Well, you get in one of those buses, you're taking your life into your own hands, amen? And I've ridden them several times to go soul winning or to go different places. And brother, I mean, you're talking, it's not meant for a guy 6'3", amen? It's okay for those shorties, for those short folks. But I've gotten those buses and I've been just, you know, crammed up in there. It's really nothing you want to do every day, amen? Isaiah 55, verse 1. Notice what the Bible says. Some people call this the poor man's market. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. the cry of the gospel, if we were to personify the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we could say that the gospel walks the streets of this old sinful earth, crying out to sinners, both saved and unsaved. He calls out to the Christian to take the gospel to those who've never heard. Just like your banner, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Our text tonight. The gospel calls out to us. You need to take the gospel to your neighbor, to your lost boss, to your grandmother, your grandfather, your friends, your neighbors, your fellow students. Take the gospel, Christian. But to the lost, the gospel cries out, believe the gospel. Believe the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. You know, some folks have a hard time with the gospel because it's so simple and easy to be saved. I've heard some people criticize the gospel. Well, if anything's free, it can't be worth anything. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you might, tomorrow morning, you might set that old hunk of junk washer on the side of the road and hope somebody steals it. Amen. And that's free. It's not working, and it's not worth anything. But, ladies and gentlemen, God doesn't set His salvation to the side of the road hoping somebody will take it. He calls out to every sinner, look at my son. Look at what He did for you. He died, was buried, and thank God He rose from the dead. And the gospel cries out to believe the gospel. The gospel news never gets tired, sick or hungry or cold. And the gospel will never retire long after our bodies have grown old and our teeth have fallen out and we can no longer see or speak. The gospel still has working an amazing power in this world to convict the heart of the sinner. Amen. Is not my word like a hammer, saith the Lord, and like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. We see the cry of the gospel. Thirdly, let me bring to your attention the Christ of the gospel. Oh, sinner friend, Christian friend, this world is not about us. Life is not about us. It doesn't revolve around us. It revolves around not the S-U-N, but the S-O-N. Amen? Look over, if you would, to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. Let's start in verse 6. Romans chapter 5 and verse 6. In Madagascar, they're taught that you've got to look out for number one. And they literally live like it. They'll literally push you out of line to get in line. If you leave any gap at all between you and the guy in line in front of you at the pharmacy or something, some guy will take that spot in front of you because he was waiting over there on a bench. Amen? No. I was here first. No, I was over there. I was just, what do you do? Amen? They're self-centered in many ways, and so are we. Amen? We're sinners. We think about self first. But Jesus didn't think about Himself. Romans chapter 5 and verse 6. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for all the goodness of men. Is that what your Bible says? No, sir. If it does, you better get that psalm book. It's more inspired than your Bible. It said, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. And brother, when you preach that in Madagascar, people don't like it. Because all the preachers over there, all they talk about is how good you are. And there are some preachers who honestly preach sinless perfection that they have reached that point. Ben and I preach that we're sinners ourselves, some people get eyes as big as a deer looking at headlights. I mean, what? They cannot fathom that a preacher is sinless because that's not what the Pentecostal preachers over there preach. That's not what the Protestant preachers over there preach. That's not what the Assembly of God preachers over there preach. They preach that they're above sin. But the Bible says Christ didn't die for good people. He died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Verse 7. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God, ain't you glad God butts in? Amen. But God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The Christ of the gospel. The gospel, Christ is the head of the church. And the center of the gospel, no one else and nothing else can replace Jesus Christ, can or should replace Him. Without Jesus Christ, there is no gospel of eternal life by grace. If you replace Christ with the works of men, then salvation is dependent on what we do to keep ourselves saved instead of depending on the eternal Christ of the Bible for salvation. No, sir, I don't depend upon me for salvation, because if I depend upon me, I'm a filthy, dirty worm. My heart is filthy and dirty. I'm a dirty sinner. I'm completely a sinner. But in Jesus Christ, there is grace. In Him there is grace to save. We need the Christ of the gospel as we witness. Amen. Fourthly and finally, we see the circulation of the gospel. This gospel is not going to get it. Tracts are not going to jump into people's pockets on their own. I've never seen a fisherman out in the water, you know, sitting there in his boat or otherwise, and the fish just jump out at him. Amen? I've never seen that. We've got to go after the fish. We've got to go after sinners. The circulation of the gospel. As our text said, go ye. It requires action. I've got to go to Madagascar. You've got to go to Anchorage. We've got to go to Alaska and the rest of the world. Amen? There are two ways to accomplish this. Let me give them to you and then I'll be done. First of all, we spread the gospel by mouth and letter. Mark chapter 5, verses 18 through 20 deal with that man who was possessed. Jesus cast the demons out, sent them in the pigs, and the folks in the countryside, when they saw what Jesus did, getting rid of their pigs, they wanted them out of their coats. They said, Jesus, we don't want your kind of Christianity. Get out of here. But the man who was healed, clothed, sitting in his right mind, he urged Jesus, let me go with you, Jesus. But Jesus told him, you go home to your friends and tell them what good things, great things Jesus has done. Amen. We need to tell people the change that Jesus has made in our life. Secondly, we need to send the gospel by prayer and money. We pray for missionaries and we pray that the gospel will have its free course in this world, but it's not without cost. Anything we do for God is going to cost us time and money. And if you don't yet support your church's missions program, I encourage you, get behind your pastor and get involved in supporting missionaries around the world. Help supporting your missionaries that get the gospel to different parts of the world for you. You cannot go to Czechoslovakia. You cannot go to Mexico. You cannot go to Panama or wherever you support missionaries. But you can support someone who can. Amen. And so thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to come up here tonight and present Madagascar. I would ask that y'all would prayerfully consider partnering with us in our ministry in Madagascar. Thank you very much.